I don't know whether she can get one. And neither do I know whether...
Ella?
Yes, Miss President. Just a moment.
You to start telling me things that I should know, and, you know, things that don't involve you.
Yes, sir. Hello?
I think we're getting a line mixed up here. Are we alone on this line?
Yes.
Hello?
No, we're not, I don't believe.
Who is this, Marie?
No, I'm talking to Lynn, Lindo, dear. You want me to get off this line?
Yes, I don't know what's the matter with the operator.
I'm about to go, Lynn.
Hey, Daly. How are you, sir? This is Jim Jones.
Dick. The president's not going to talk to anybody at this convention any time about credentials, platforms, nominees, anything else. If he had wanted to, he'd be there directing it, as he'd got a perfect right to do. But he just wanted to say that of all the proud moments of his life, he's never been prouder of anybody than he has of you. That's number one. And particularly when you said that goes for Walter, too. Now, I have told you that we would never do anything except together, and to death would do us part. And that's exactly the way I feel, and we're going to see this thing through at least till January the 20th, until I walk out of there. My judgment is this. I don't want it announced that I'm not going to come or come. I think that what y'all ought to say is that the president has been urged, that Ms. Johnson's been urged by Ms. Daly, that Chairman Bailey's a good man and he's urged him to come. You know he'll come when he wants to, that you think the reason he hadn't come, he doesn't want to interfere with credentials or start picking nominees or start getting in caucuses or start trying to write platforms and so forth, but that you have reason to believe, you just believe that he's been invited and he'll do what he ought to do, and whatever he does will be right, period. So much for coming. The second thing I think everybody ought to bear in mind that I believe, and I'm just telling you this, that I got a better than even break to get peace with these people if they find out they can't get an easier deal. Now, I think that we've got them in shape where before the election, we can bring them to terms, but I cannot do it as a candidate. So I think what we ought to try to do is quietly, without tearing, let them know that Nixon's not going to give them a better deal, and Humphrey's not going to give them a better deal, and they better quit killing their boys and come on and sign up with this government, the quicker the better, because after November it'll be harder than it is now. Now that's what I'm trying to put over to them. And I have a wire from Abrams in response to my request for his judgment that says that if he stopped doing what he's doing now on the DMZ, he'd have to retreat and pull our men out. I read that to Dirksen and to all the men. They know it. They're going to put it out at some time. I can't put it out because I think if I do, they'd say I had a general in politics. But we have killed about 1,000 of them in the last 24 hours. And they're getting a good bloody nose. And if the convention doesn't give them reason to think that they're going to win in Washington what they won in Paris, then we're going to wind this thing up, in my judgment. Now, I think that whatever every delegation wants to do, it ought to do. And my judgment would be they ought to announce to this damn network, CBS and NBC, quietly over a period of a couple of days, who they're going to support. And it will show itself up there pretty well. And when that happens, if this platform is adopted the way it's written, we will stop that bombing the first moment they make a single move. And if they don't, we just can't, nobody can take the position you ought to kill American boys. And we'll stop it just in 1 second. We have stopped it. We've stopped it 8 times. But we stopped 90% of it now, but we stop it all, and we do other things if they just wouldn't kill Americans. Now, then they're going to admit they're not going to do it as soon as they find out they can't get a soft deal. Now that's my judgment, that's Russ' judgment, that's Abrams' judgment, and they're just waiting till this convention's over with. So I think that the quicker we get the platform adopted, I don't want to get into it, don't want to be recommending, don't want to be up there, don't want to be the scapegoat. Sir? Yes, sir. I want it just as it is. It's a good one. It served notice on them. It doesn't let the Republicans make an issue of Vietnam. It takes it completely out of the campaign, and then it lets me get over there and get something. And to be tell you the truth, I had a meeting scheduled with them the day this Czechoslovakia thing came on. And so the quicker they can get that thing over and stand hard like you did last night, the better. The quicker you can go on and nominate a candidate on that platform, the better. And then I'll look at it, and if you can have your party and have it the right way, I can come in and we'll try to unify it and support. I just loved it. I just loved it. But that's what we've always had, Dick. You've been the best ally I've had. Well, I'm damn sure for you as long as I live, and I'm not inactive yet. Now, what you do is this. You be sure that the boys are working to keep them from overrunning that platform, and you be sure that you pick your timing, and you have over the next 24 hours, these folks letting them know, make these damned NBC folks say Tennessee's going or Illinois is going or so-and-so, and it's going to be an overwhelming vote. And if you do that, well, you get a hold of Buford Arrington and John Conley and enough of those votes, Ohio. Get Joe Barr to say it's a little better in Pennsylvania than they thought. Get Ohio to say it. Get Wayne Hayes say it's a little better than they thought. Then you let three or four of your boys go out like Kuczynski did last night and say, well, we do whatever, we go with the mayor, but we got a lot of friends here. This has been a good administration. Humphrey's got a lot of friends. And then let's get this thing before they get going, drafting, running every direction, and let's try to get reasonably unanimous pretty quick. Have y'all got the horsepower to put this thing over pretty soon?
Yeah.
Well, go on and do it.
Okay.
Can I depend on that? Okay, go on, get it done. Get them done.